At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
His normal Friday, his parlay picks for payday.
Love it.
Parlay picks for payday. I think he was 2 of 3 last. Maybe he got them all. I don't remember. I told Rudy today. I said, please write these down because sometimes I forget what Shindy's magic is. But he's got, I don't know if he's ever had a bigger lock than this before. So anyone's into wagering, Shin Daddy's locks, it's a home free one. Tonight, Friday night, Iowa at Rutgers. Iowa's a 2.5 point favorite. Take Rutgers. Take Rutgers at home. They're the home dog.
Okay.
They're the home dog.
You like Rutgers? Seriously.
Yes, Rutgers.
Shindy.
This is, like I said right there, I would say you'd want to bet a lot of money on this one. You want to, parlays aren't easy, and it's going
to
pay a lot more.
To you. What is
What's
it?
That?
Grand?
Yeah, I'm saying if I all of a sudden just said, but I don't gamble. If I all of a sudden had like $2,500 on a parlay, that'd be a lot for me.
It's a lot.
Yeah, for some people I talk to, that's like
personal
an hourly
question. That's a personal.
That's like an
I'm
hourly
sorry.
Wage. The next one, next lock, North Texas at Army. North Texas at Army. Army is a 1.5 favorite.
Who's the lock?
What's that? The lock is North Texas.
That's what I thought.
North Texas.
Who did they bury last
week? They buried Washington State by like 50.
It was bad.
Yeah, and so I think they can score. It's hard to get the ball away from Army. I get that part of it right there. And the last one, Nevada at Western Kentucky. And Western Kentucky is a 10.5 point favorite. Take Western Kentucky. So these are three locks of just every day, the game everyone's looking at. I know most people are looking at that. We'll do Iowa, Rutgers, North Texas Army,
yeah,
Nevada,
big games.
And Nevada, Western Kentucky. But they're easy wins.
Shindy knows what's going on, doesn't he?
He knows he's very good with what's going on. Those who bet with Shindy just individually last year, one big overall.
They did well.
They were like a 70% winning percentage.
I need to get in on this.
Yeah.
Well, that's
all. Jake wrote them down.
I did. I got them. I wrote them down. That's all it took.
How about North Texas burying Washington State?
By like 50.
I couldn't believe that score.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you're the Washington State AD, aren't you saying to your coach, hey, that's not UT. That's North Texas.
That's North Texas. Yeah.
That's not A&M. That's not Texas.
I don't know if you're saying UT. Then if I'm the head coach, I'm looking back at the AD. I love the Pac-2, man. This is fun. This is awesome. Thanks, man. Put me in a real good spot.
Appreciate you, man.
Us at Oregon State are thriving right
great.
Now. We're taking off.
Oregon State's over.
Coming back at your boss
yeah,
a little
yeah,
bit.
I would. Yeah, don't come at me with this. Don't come at me with that. You guys have $40,000 of NIL money and put a team together.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the Palouse. So I don't want to hear about it.
Thank you to Steve Schindler. Steve Sterling today for
Steve
his
Sterling.
Pick.
picks. Well, Steve Sterling.
We are joined now on the phones by our good friend Lee Sterling. Paramount Sports. Lee, good morning.
Let's do this.
We talked, we'll get to our picks in a second, but we've discussed on the show that moral victories are not victories. I will not celebrate the Dolphins losing by 10 points last night. I'm only proud that they didn't get blown out. That's all I have for it from last night. That's all I got.
I agree. I mean, bad teams find ways to lose. You know, talent has been the problem the first week. Second week, breakdowns in a lot of different facets. Good effort, but, I mean, mental mistakes. Bad teams make those mistakes. So I'm just counting down the days. I'm hoping that the Jets blow out the Dolphins and Mr. Greer, Mr. McDaniel are shown the door.
We're in the same boat. I said last night did not
harsh.
Help. It didn't help the Dolphins from you know firing because they played a good football game. If they got beat by 40, I think McDaniel's fired right now. We have a new on the search for a coach, but because they were in the game, that's not going to happen.
You can still fire him.
They could. I'm fine with it. Yeah, well, it needs to happen. But
I think the most important one is Greer.
Yeah,
I mean McDaniel's not doing the job. Obviously, he's. You know, people have figured out a lot of his play calling. Buffalo didn't have time to prepare for that game. They were, they was like a Sunday scrimmage to them in August. So
I agree. I agree with that 100%. They were like, yeah, we're going to win this game. Just just get out there. And then they're off for a couple of days now. They don't show back up till Monday. They're like, this is great.
Josh Allen. Josh Allen can will his team to win versus probably half the teams in the NFL. So, moral victories are for losers.
I agree. I would know what a victory feels like right now, Leeds. The team stinks in Miami. It all needs to start over. But you were 3-2 last week on your picks, Lee. Let's get to this week's picks.
Okay.
It's the Jackson Arnold Bowl, Oklahoma, 6.5-point favorites against Auburn tomorrow in Norman. Who like in this game, Lee?
So it is interesting. I think eventually we'll have a couple double revenge quarterbacks versus their old schools. But just single revenge here. I think the problem for Jackson Arnold, and I think he's good. Do I think he's great? No, he's not in John Mateer's lead, who in my opinion deserves the Heisman if you had to vote on it right now. But a lot of his best plays against Baylor were broken plays. And I don't know if he's going to be able to do that early and often against this Oklahoma defense. Brent Venables, head coach for Oklahoma, calls the signals. And you don't think he knows what Jackson Arnold's all about? He can tell you there's – I know that my coaches at high school and college could tell you every single weakness I had on both hands. So there was plenty of them. So I just think that the matchup here favors Oklahoma. The game's at home. If it was at Auburn, probably be a little bit – easier for the kid. The kid pulls out a win here, they're going to carry him off the field like Rudy, but I don't see that happening. If you want to watch a great effort, go back and watch John Mateer last year in his game on YouTube against Washington. He had nothing, no talent around him, and he willed his team to beat Washington. This year, just last week, his old team went into North Texas. They were losing 42-0 in the half. So I like Oklahoma,
34-24. Sooners keep it rolling. Next up, Lee, Wisconsin got blown up by Alabama last week. They're 10-point favorites against Maryland. Do they rebound with the win?
10.
At Camp Randall.
What would you guys think this line should be?
Lower.
Yeah, much lower, right. So from betting for many, many years, as soon as you see that, you put the circle around it, and you're like, this is a trap game. Why is it a trap game? Well, they're trying to get you to take Maryland. And Maryland has looked better this year. I think their quarterback is going to be good. He's a true freshman, and give them credit, they're going with the kid. But bottom line, this kid he throws the ball at one speed, 98-mile-an-hour fastball. And you just can't do that if you want to take to the next level. You got to throw the ball, you know, to your running back out of the backfield. You got to have touch when you're playing against a two deep zone, throwing the skinny corner. You got to have some loft on the ball. And I think this is going to be the game where he's going to throw a couple passes and they're going to get deflected or go off the receiver's hands and get intercepted. Hadn't happened much. So far, there's 6 touchdowns, 1 interception. He's averaging 9 yards per attempt. They played absolutely no one. So Wisconsin was up against it. They were just up against a much more talented team, especially on offense for Alabama last week. I think Wisconsin's defense is going to do fine here. Mike Loxley's known for two things: beating bad teams and slugging his coaches. So,
Hello.
All right.
Sorry about that. I had to take a shot there. Yeah, not my favorite person. I'll take Wisconsin here. I think they win this game here, 31-13. 31. You know about his incident at New Mexico, right?
Yeah, I did. It was a while ago. Yes.
I know. Well, give him a chance. Yeah. He deserves a second chance. And he's doing a decent job there. I just don't think he's going to beat Wisconsin here.
Nope. 31-13.
I don't need that.
Next, like joined that. By Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Staying in the Big Ten, Lee, USC looked good so far this year. 18.5-point favorites against Michigan State late game Saturday night. Who do you like?
Real late. I mean, this game is not going to end on the East Coast till probably close to 2 a.m.
Stay up, Lee. Come on. You can do it. Stay up the whole time.
Come on, I can do it.
All right.
Oh, I can do it. I can do it. And I'm up at 7 in the morning next morning to get ready for basketball. So I got my routine down. Now, the Spartans' offense, here's going to be the problem here. They're firmly in the middle of the pack of almost every offensive category, and they've played no one. They should run both figuratively and literally into a problem with the front seven of the Trojans, who are much better on defense now. Taking a couple years, but they're allowing less than 3 yards per carry, 87 yards per game rushing here. And their pass defense, not quite as good. But Michigan State needs that running game to open up the passing game for play action here. So that combination here, bad matchup for Michigan State. Also the game, late game here. I like USC. I think they're the right side here. They pull away 45-20.
Blowout. USC go to 4-0. Up next, maybe the biggest game in the Big Ten this week is Indiana. 5-point favorites you have against Illinois. This is in Bloomington. 6:30 kickoff tomorrow night, NBC. Who gets the big win, Cignetti or Bielema tomorrow night?
I think Cignetti's the better coach. And usually I go with the better coach. But here's the problem with that. Their quarterback, Fernando Mendoza, has not thrown an interception. Know the kid well. He went to Miami Columbus. Probably the high school's 10 minutes from my house, and I saw him two or three times in high school and saw him at Cal. He is good against medium to bad teams. He had one good game last year against Miami, and that was the game everyone watched. But the bottom line is every other game, he was nothing, and Miami's defense wasn't good. So he threw for 16 touchdowns and 6 interceptions the entire year last year. That's it, 16 touchdowns.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Now, with a little bit better offense, he is going to face a much better defense. Illinois, front seven, especially the defensive line, really good. They wore down Duke by early in the fourth quarter. They just took over that game here. I think they're going to get to the quarterback. Last year, Cal's quarterback from Mendoza was there, was sacked 50 times. So I heard someone talking about Mendoza's running ability. Yeah, when it's straight ahead and no one's there, but he sacked 50 times. Illinois, I think, will get to him early and often here. And Illinois beat lot of the, you know, pretty good teams, Kansas, Nebraska, Michigan, South Carolina, and Duke the last 2 years. Only time they got blown out the last couple of years was Penn State and Oregon. Those teams are elite. I like Illinois. Wrong team favored, 30-24.
30-24. Bielema gets a big win on the road. Our game in Lincoln, Lee, Nebraska has lost 27 straight games to ranked teams. It's been since 2016 since they beat a ranked team. That was Oregon. It was also 4-8 by the time the season ended. They weren't even a good team. Nebraska, you have them as a 2.5-point dog at home to Michigan. Do they end the streak, or does Michigan keep the streak going, Lee?
What year? What year was that?
2016.
Wow. What was the year that Miami came to Nebraska? Was that
2014.
Okay. God, seems like so long ago. All right, so I think, would you agree with me, guys, if you took the top 40 players from each team, that Michigan probably has the more talented team?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I think, though, that games come down to how you match up sometimes.
Yes.
And I think with Dylan Raiola, he was the number one quarterback coming out of high school, right?
Yeah, one or two, depending on your rank, where you're looking, yeah.
Okay. So I think he's starting to turn the corner. Always thought he was talented, but with Dana Holgorsen, I think they're going to be a tough out here unless you play really well and can put some pressure on him. On the other side, Bryce Underwood, I think he's going to be a fine pro, too. I think he's super talented. But if you watch their offense against Oklahoma, they are afraid to let him go. And a lot of times, 3rd and 6, 3rd and 8, they're throwing the ball not past the marker. I mean, you got to have, if you got 4 receivers out on pattern, you got to have 3 past the sticks. And they're throwing a lot of flanker screens to the tight end, 4 or 5 yard short hooks, thrown to backs out of the backfield, 5 and outs, quick slants. And it wasn't until late in the game where they started pushing the ball down the field. And, you know, Underwood missed some passes and some throws there. So I do believe that Nebraska's defense is getting better. I think facing Cincinnati, their only real challenge, they look decent. I mean, Cincinnati has some talent on offense. And the other 2 games, they shut the opponents down to under 200 total yards. Matt Rhule, when he's at Baylor, this is where he does his best work. 5-2 as a home underdog. I like the way he prepares his team in those situations when he has the talent. The 0-2 record the first year at Nebraska, he just didn't have talent yet to compete on the stage. And last year, no home underdog roles. And Michigan's without their head coach for 2 weeks. You know, he's been suspended. Sharon Moore, not coaching this game. So who's taking over? Biff, Back to the Future, Pogge. He'll be on the sidelines. Yep, he's the guy. We'll see if he's wearing those cutoff sweatshirts over the shoulder. Not a great look when you're not in great shape. You're not buff, Biff. And he also makes some horrible decisions when he's at Charlotte, going for it or not going for it on 4th down. If he's in charge, I think the edge here is to Nebraska. Team favored. I'm going with Nebraska straight up 24-21.
24-21.
That's the same thing that C picked.
Big C picked that.
The same score.
Same thing.
Yeah, you're in line.
And last one, Lee, back to the
11-year-old. He's in 5th grade.
In the Big Ten tonight, big game. Iowa is 2.5-point favorites at Rutgers this evening.
Okay.
Is the right team favored on the road, Lee?
I got a real strong feeling on this game. I'm going to give it first 5 callers. They call 800-400-9741. I'll give them the game for free. 800-400-9741. Yep, for free. And
okay.
I hope I get more letters, calls, and emails when I do this promotion, any other promotion. It's called the Baker's Dozen. Talked about it many times. And why? 13 games combined Saturday and Sunday. Just $97. That's right. You heard me correct. You can try us out if you've never been a client or for some reason you stopped and you're ready to go again. Only $97 for the entire weekend. It's an immediate download. And so you don't have to call me back on Saturday or Sunday morning for the game. You're ready to go right now. $97. And on this promotion, we've had some 12-1, 11-2, and 10-3 records. So you want to give us a shot? Baker's Dozen. Available just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Paramount. Lee, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next Friday.
Sounds good, guys. Take
good
care.
Job. Good job, Lee.
Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports.
As the Huskers.
Reviewing the picks. Yes, he did pick Nebraska.
See, Jake just perk up. He gets so...
Yes!
Interesting picks today.
Yeah, he does. You want to go through them?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oklahoma, this is from Lee Sterling. Oklahoma, 6.5-point favorites, has them winning and covering against Auburn, 34-24.
Stuhl agrees on that, right?
100% agreement. Yeah, I am on that, yes.
Yes. Mateer is a dude. Love Mateer.
Yeah.
Oh, Mateer's...
I'm happy, Bill called it happy, summer. Happy for one. Hugh Freeze. He's getting his golf talk off, but out of here.
He's going to take a thumping.
Like I said, like I mentioned on the show, but the amount of knowledge in that game is so much higher on one side. They know everything about Arnold at Oklahoma, and they don't. Right. The other side is
good
knowing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure that Arnold can give him information about, okay, this guy in defense or this is what's going on. But the other part of it, just like we know everything about him. I mean, he doesn't like sometimes people don't like. If you just pressure him to his hand side, his throwing side, if you just know this, whatever it is, he does not like this picture. He does not like to throw against this. He has this thought of going
it's
on.
Big.
That's a lot of information that they have.
Take the boomers.
So he least just take Oklahoma 34-24. Oh, Wisconsin, he has covering 10 points with ease, beating Maryland.
And I like that too.
31-13, Badgers over the Terrapins.
I like that. The Badgers are not bad on defense. I know Alabama got after them. They're not bad. And I just... Maryland traditionally on. I remember we were playing them one time. They had unbelievable team. They came into Wisconsin. We beat them by 50. We were terrified of them. They had dudes.
What happened?
I don't know. They came in there and it was just
an egg.
It's kind of like it's Maryland.
Yeah.
So I like it.
I do too.
I do too. I'm on board.
Okay, so, keep going.
Up next, USC 18.5-point favorites has them winning and covering 45-20.
Covering.
Over Michigan State.
It's a lot of points.
It's a 10
covering.
O'clock. It's a 10 p.m. Central
game. That would just be a no contest for me. I wouldn't get involved
that's
in that
big,
one.
Yeah.
In the gambling aspect.
In that part of it. I'd stay away from that game. I would not love that
I wouldn't
game.
Either.
45-20 USC has Illinois as the underdog on the road, beating Indiana 30-24. He's not big on Mendoza, the quarterback from Indiana. He is a first-round pick.
His logic is good. I'm sticking with Sigs.
Nice.
You heard he talked about him. Remember
coach.
He said about him?
He did say Cignetti's a better coach.
Cignetti's a better coach. You heard that? He said that. From a guy that studies it.
Oh, God. Okay. I did hear
that's
that.
That's his job. He studies
but you,
stuff.
You would agree.
I love Bielema.
You
know
you love Bielema.
Yeah, he's built an incredible team.
Yeah, I'd say he's a better coach. His record's better.
Lee has Nebraska winning outright against Michigan, 24-21.
Wow.
Popular pick is that score, whether it's a win or lose, 24. Yeah. You hear that score a
I think
score
Nebraska
a
beats them by 10. I think it's a three-point game most of the game. And they get a score late. Michigan's pressing late, like a pick six or a big play somewhere. Like that game last night.
What's your score again?
What's that? 31-21.
I like that. All right. I like a little higher score than I'm hearing from people. Like Lee's, I like a little higher score.
31-21.
Oh. And if you want the Iowa-Rutgers game or any of the Baker's Dozen picks that Lee has, call 800-400-9741 or go to ParamountSports.com.
He has a strong feeling about Iowa Rutgers. What's your strong feeling, Bill Bush?
My strong feeling is Rutgers. That's what
and Shindaddy
I'm right with Shindaddy on this. I'm strong on Rutgers.
Why is it so strong?
I for some reason, this is crazy to say, but how does he say his name? I can't say his name right now, the quarterback for Rutgers.
Gronowski? Oh, no.
Kalik Manis?
Kalik Manis. They're calling him like the Greek rifle this morning. I heard him talking about him. He's playing at a really high level.
Yes.
They'll play some decent defense. That place will be jumping tonight.
Yep.
They will. I've been there before when it's jumping.
It's like a nightclub.
Yeah, it is.
It's like a nightclub. It's
like a damn
lights,
nightclub.
The lights drive you nuts. I was so, we played there, 2 years ago, whatever it was, three years ago.
Three years ago, yeah.
And we won the game, but it was like a nightclub. It was just like, it was insane.
Pumping sound in.
Did you just get off the subject a little bit like that? See where Dan Lanning called out Purdue?
No.
Yeah, called out Purdue. God, I hope I'm screwing this up.
Go ahead.
I think it was Dan Lanning.
Go ahead, screw it up.
No, hang on. No, it wasn't Purdue at Purdue. It was at Northwestern. Dan Lanning called out Northwestern for pumping in fake crowd noise.
Oh, really?
Right behind the bench the whole game. It's like, yeah, and there was fake crowd noise that was being pumped in. That was annoying.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah.
They were pumping in fake crowd noise?
There's nobody there.
Yeah. And anyway,
do you do that?
Google that. Find that if you could.
Google me,
Rudy.
Rudy, find Rudy, that.
Wait a second. Dan Lanning comment. They pumped in fake crowd noise.
That's
not better I read times.
Now again, once again, did I get AI'd? I don't think so. But I'd like to know.
Okay,
Rudy, if we could find that. Dan Lanning talks about the crowd noise from Northwestern.
That's really interesting.
Before we get to break, the three words that you don't want to hear in IT, Bill, are what?
I've been hacked.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Sends a shiver down your spine at all times.
That ruins a day ruiner. I mean, it'll ruin your day.
That's
ruin your damn day.
What happened? Well, I'm going to Planet Fitness. Anything else going on? Well, I got hacked about a half hour ago. No big deal. I'll check on it when I get done working out. No, you aren't. Your whole life's upside down.
It really is.
Your whole life's upside down.
It's a day ruiner.
This isn't one of those things that I got hacked on Facebook and someone made a... No, this is real. This is the real stuff.
It's money.
This is Will.
You want to avoid that. Call our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties.
Did they get any retention at all, though? Or are they
99.7% retention rate.
99.7%.
They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. And the best part, free consultation to you at AppliedConnective.com.
Free.
We could do it right here at the mill.
We could do it.
We'll bring Will in.
We'll get Jason Aldean playing at the counter.
Yeah, Bill go the other way.
Look at little raccoon. All right, I gotta get focused. That was good. So back to back picks, Shindy and Lee Sterling.
A lot of stuff.
We do. When we come back, we're not done.
Parlay Steve.
Bill's Thrills Monster Matches is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.